Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that, and almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com, and they're online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up, wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
I heard a big bang in the house. My wife never hears anything in the house. It was a big bang. It was like boom. Boom, right? I go, you hear that? She goes, no, you think it was the TV? I said, no, it's on pause. I look, there's an Amazon guy doing a drop off at midnight. I'm sorry, this is a little aggressive to be coming to people's houses with 9 boxes at midnight. I don't know how this company works. I really don't. Sometimes a beautiful Amazon truck pulls up, says Amazon on the side. Guy gets out, he's fully decorated in Amazon paraphernalia. But then sometimes a white rape van shows up.
It's Tuesday, December 16th, 2025. It's the wake up call. It's almost time for us to break out the Robert Irwin calendar we have here in the studio. Kevin found out. It's very exciting. Given to us by a listener named Jordan. Yeah, Kevin, he was the only one who got to see a sneak peek of January.
Yeah, it's not as exciting.
It's just not. Okay, he said.
Gavin's 12 Ghost Tales of Christmas on the wake-up call. Best of the year as voted by you all.
Phone scam number 4.
106.5 The End.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10s.
So I'm calling a guy named Tom, and he works for a marketing company. He's actually one of the high-ups at this marketing company. And I am calling him at the request of his wife to see if I can get some of my actors that I represent as an agent in his commercials. And all of my actors are animals. Enjoy the phone scam.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the wake-up call.
Hello, this is Tom.
Do you do marketing?
I'm the manager currently here, director of marketing, yeah.
And your name's Tom?
Yes.
Hi, Tom. My name is Raul, and I understand that you guys do commercials, and I represent a bunch of actors that I would love to get in some of your commercials. Are you currently doing anything that would require some actors?
I mean, we're doing stuff all the time.
Oh, that's great.
But this is just how it works. You know, I don't want to tell you how to do your job.
No. And I don't want to tell you how to do your job either. We're just two guys hanging out talking.
Okay.
And
sure.
I would love to just get some of my guys, you know, some business. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I got you.
So do your commercials run on TV?
Occasionally, yes. We focus social. We place most of our stuff inside those platforms. and sometimes in the big search engines, and occasionally they will do media buys for television. So,
okay. Do you use a lot of animals in your ads?
Animals meaning what, like animal actors?
Yeah. All the actors I represent are animals.
Right.
And they're very talented and very handsome.
I don't think it's very common.
What are some clients that you guys have? I can paint you a picture of how I could get some of my guys in your commercials.
Well, I mean,
who's one of your biggest clients? Let's start there.
I'm not the creative team. I mean,
no. I'm the creative team. Tom, I'm the creative team. So here we go.
We're just creative team. Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're just two guys hanging out. Okay? Okay. Who's your biggest client? And then you say what?
We represent a very significant law firm. We represent the state of California. We represent. I mean, we're the. We have a lot of very significant clients.
Oh, law firm.
Law firm. Yeah.
So. The picture of the commercial, there's two cars that are smoking. They've been in an accident. The camera pans back, and there's a guy just, he's rubbing his neck. And that's a human actor. He's rubbing his neck. Ah, man. And then the camera pans to the other guy, and it's a dog behind the wheel of a car. And he's wearing sunglasses, and he's got a denim hat on and a denim vest, okay? And he's driving it, and he looks like he's been drinking. We imply that. And then you get your law firm guys, okay, your lawyer guys, and they come on there and they're like, have you been injured in an accident where a dog driving a car in a denim hat has hit you? Because we're here to represent you. I mean, that's a perfect ad.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's humorous, but like in no world does that ever occur.
No. It's not humorous. It's serious. Maybe the human guy's crying.
I can appreciate the effort, but it's absurd.
Okay. All right. So who else do you represent?
We represent a large produce concern.
Oh, a large produce, like vegetables?
Yes.
Okay.
Those are huge companies, by the way.
So like, okay. So then how about a produce commercial where a mom, human mom, okay, opens the fridge and she's, oh man, we don't have any. What do they do? Carrots? Onions?
Everything.
Oh, we don't have any carrots or onions. Ah, if only I could get it fresh from the field. I've got several pigeons that I represent. And we show them picking the carrots right from the earthy dirt. And the onions, I actually don't know where onions come from trees. And they're putting them in baskets and then flying them to this woman. And she goes, oh, my God, thank you, Jesus, for this delivery of fruits and vegetables.
Again, totally absurd. But if you have pigeons, you have trained to do something like that.
Yes.
And I'm taking you at your word. Just guys hanging out.
Yep.
That you should go into animal training or some, maybe the circus.
Well, I did. I started by making all of them wear denim hats and denim vests.
Either the circus or creative. Like, this is the endeavor for you. You're a very creative guy.
Thank you. Are you hiring?
You just told me you ran an agency with animals.
No, I do. Yeah, no, yeah, I do. And it's very successful. I don't need your job. You know what? I quit.
Okay.
All right, how dare you? My time here is done.
Yeah, I think so.
Tom, one more thing before I go. None of this has been real. This is Gavin from The Wake Up Call. It's a morning radio show on 106.5 The M. Your wife listens to it. She emailed me, and she asked me if I would do this for her.
I mean, I started to wonder.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
First date was great. Then, radio silence. What's going on here? It's the second date update on The Wake Up Call.
And we're talking to Kathy this morning. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
So you went on a date with a guy named Alex. Let's talk about, first of all, how'd you guys meet?
Well, we met online.
Okay. How long did you guys talk online before you got together?
Oh, I would think we were chatting for a couple weeks.
Okay. So this was like a fairly long conversation, really getting to know each other. And what did you do on the date?
We went downtown. We went to Dive Bar.
Okay.
And it was so much fun. That's, I mean, the conversation was great. The energy of the place was vibing. I just really felt we were connecting in person.
Okay. So can you think of a reason why you're not getting a second date out of it? Like, is he cut you off from communication completely?
Yeah, I got one text saying, yeah, it was fun. And that was it. It's like, do you want to meet up again? And it's just been silence ever since.
We've got Alex on hold. We're going to talk to him now. You'll be able to hear the whole conversation, but we won't be able to hear you. And we'll get his side of the story. Then we're going to conference everybody together and see if we can negotiate a second date. Okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Kathy is now on hold. Let's pick up Alex. Morning, Alex.
Morning. How's it going?
It's going fine. We just got done talking to Kathy, and she said that your first date was fantastic. So what seems to be the problem? Because she's under the impression that you do not want a second date.
No, I don't really want a second date.
We gathered that. Okay. I think we're trying to help her get to the why part of it.
Yeah, so we were at a bar after dinner and stuff, and there's just like a corporate party going on. And just a bunch of the guys at the party were over at the table just, like, talking to her half the night. And she wasn't, like, getting them to go or anything. She was just fine with being distracted by them on a date with me.
Okay.
Okay, so
Was it a situation where the guys were talking to both of you?
Not really.
So you were cut out of the conversation and they were just talking to her. Were they hitting on her?
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely hitting on her.
And she never picked up on that or picked up on the fact that you would like that?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Okay.
Are you eating something right now?
Sorry, I grabbed a bite.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, he's not interested, so he's not aiming to impress.
I don't blame him.
Okay.
All right, let's get Kathy back on. Kathy, are you there?
Oh, I'm here, all right.
All right, so there's your reason. Were you, like, openly flirting with these guys?
A woman being friendly doesn't automatically mean she's flirting.
Absolutely agree with you when you're not on a first date. Because your time and attention isn't for the guys approaching you. It's for the person you're on the date with. So if the roles were reversed...
Did you think we were having 20 minutes conversation?
20 minutes on a first date?
A minute tops.
Girl, that's too long.
A minute?
Wait, how long did you say?
A minute.
You said a minute. I thought she said 20 minutes.
I thought you said 20 minutes, too.
Oh, it's not like you did it for 20 minutes.
For 20 minutes.
Alex.
You know, they were coming up, chatting, great time, saying hello, being nice, and then... They were gone, and I was turning back to him. There were a lot of them, yes, but...
Alex, is it true...
You don't understand what it's like to be a woman in a bar.
Okay. Alex, is it true that it was just like a minute here and there?
No, it was definitely longer than that. There's a while.
If it was multiple interruptions, I'm not even going to talk about the fact that it was men hitting on her. At the end of the day, these were people interrupting the date.
Yeah.
If I was her, I think I would say, do we want to go somewhere else where we can, like, talk better, like, have a better opportunity to talk because we keep being interrupted?
That's a good point. I mean, Alex, if you were so bothered by it, why didn't you step in and say, like, hey, guys, we're on a date here?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it wasn't clear enough to them that was what was going on. So,
well, okay, so no, but if it wasn't...
And you were laughing, you were trying to chime in and joke along, it didn't seem like you were upset.
I feel like everybody in this scenario could have done a better job.
Something very similar to this happened when I was on a date once, and it did. It felt terrible.
Didn't know the party was going to be happening, but that's my bad.
I know. That's not your fault. I think Katie's right when she says everybody just could have done better.
Yeah.
So, is it possible that we can still get a second date out of this, Alex?
No, I don't want the second date. He's too insecure and just not willing to speak up if he's not feeling right.
Oh. All right. So much for that. Okay. Well, it's a second date update on The Wake Up.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Call 106.5 The End.
It's the wake up call.
This story in the news is wild. Check out the details about what is happening to a family that is being tortured by a hotel.
This is an interesting one, and the story only gets more bizarre from here. So say you're staying at this hotel, the Arlo, and you order something from Amazon, but it isn't delivered here.
It's actually sent to somebody's home over a mile away.
Over the course of the past 6+ months, we've been getting at least over 100 packages, I would say.
You name it, and Brittany has probably got it.
And we've received everything from cat food to vitamin supplements to even a chainsaw.
A chainsaw delivered to a hotel.
Okay, so are these people that are staying in the hotel and then they order something to be delivered to them at the hotel?
Yeah.
Or are they people that are going to the hotel and want a package waiting for them there?
Probably both, I would imagine. And they said later in that special too that the person who did the chainsaw did pick it up, but they did not see the person. They just left it on the porch and said, come get it. They actually said that, like, as fun as this sounds, it's a nightmare because
it does not sound like a nightmare.
In order to get these packages back to these people, they have to be involved and they have small kids that need to go to bed. And a lot of these people don't come and pick up the package until like late at night, like 10 o'clock. So they have to remember to put it out there. And sometimes people don't see it and they ring the doorbell and all that stuff.
Oh my God.
But see, that's because they're returning it.
Yes.
Did you get the package? Nope. Problem solved.
Well, if it's Amazon, they take a picture of it being there. And you just claim nothing but porch pirates around these parts.
Okay, so the Amazon delivery drivers, listen, if any Amazon delivery drivers listening right now, you're God's chosen people.
That is true.
We appreciate you so, so much. But if how do you not know that something's going to a hotel and that you are certainly not at a hotel? When you drop it off at a residency.
How would you know that it's supposed to go to a hotel, though?
I don't know.
It's just, and why would you think a chainsaw is going to a hotel?
That's a good point.
See, on the surface, except for the fact that people keep, like, coming and getting the packages, on the surface, this seems like a dream come true for me.
Why is that?
Kevin, it's fun delivered.
Oh, because it's fun delivered.
It's basically fun delivered.
You don't
delivered.
Get to open them, though.
Huh?
You don't get to open them, right?
Hell yes, you do.
She could say, like, I didn't see.
I didn't pay attention.
Isn't that illegal?
Who cares? It's Amazon.
Do you
tell
do that?
Jeffrey Bezos to kiss my ass.
Do you open packages that your neighbors, like...
Absolutely.
You do? Sure, you open yes, your neighbor's packages?
Absolutely. You're the worst neighbor ever.
And if something, I told you, a previous owner of our home still has stuff shipped to our house. And let me tell you, I see your name on it. I know it's there on accident. And I open it.
Oh my God.
Because you didn't see. I didn't see.
Oopsie doopsie.
Right.
Yeah. And then I wait. What is universally considered a reasonable amount of time to be contacted about it. And if I don't hear from her, It's mine.
But if you had this happen to you, because this has happened to them over 100 times in 6 months.
Yeah.
You don't think that that would eventually get really old?
Only because then there's a process of people coming to get it. If that part didn't exist, no. This would never get old to me. Really? This would never stop feeling like Christmas. The only thing that would bug me is that the ring would make a sound every time.
Yeah. Yeah.
That I wouldn't like. I'd have to turn the chime off.
So when you return stuff with Amazon, because you've had Amazon come to your house to pick stuff up to return, right?
I have, but now I just take it to the UPS store.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, this is a difference. When did this change happen? Because you were the one who told me Amazon will come to your house and get returns.
Yeah.
Because my wife has turned our dining room into a UPS store.
Yeah.
It looks awful, especially this time of year. I hate it. I can't even look at it. My hair falls out when I look at it.
It's so much easier. I guess maybe a couple years ago. It's so much easier to just take a whole bunch of things all at once, and then there's a kiosk.
Yeah.
And you just go scan it yourself, and you're done.
Yeah.
As opposed to, like, printing a label and all those things.
Okay. All right.
They print the label for me.
Okay.
I mean, I would see this as free chainsaw.
Yeah. Free cat food.
Free cat food. What are you going to do? Vitamins, I'll take them.
What are you going to do with that cat food? Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
It's up to me.
I'm going to lure a cat.
Right.
I'm going to hope that Amazon sends me a kitten.
Well, a raccoon. You sprinkle it on your front yard and just wait.
Yeah.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So I found this list of the top 10 greatest Christmas movies of all time. This was decided by IMDb.com. And I guess they polled a whole bunch of critics for it. I think this list is absolute garbage. Like, just I don't even know where to begin with it. Like, the rankings are off. There's movies on here that just don't deserve to be on there. And I'm going to run through it in a second. But call or text us, 916-909-1065, 909-1065, to tell us what yours are. I asked people last night on Facebook to put it up, and I can't wait to find out what people say. I can't wait to hear your reaction to this list.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Number 10, Love Actually. I wouldn't put it in the top 10, but it is a good Christmas movie. Number 9, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. I love this movie. It's hysterical. Hysterical.
A classic.
And it holds up after hundreds of viewings.
It does.
Number 8, The Bishop's Wife. What is that?
Oh, Whitney Houston.
No. Came out in 1947.
Oh. Maybe they redid it.
I didn't know Whitney Houston was that old. Now, you know, The Bishop's Wife should not be on. If there's even a single movie on here that's going to make somebody go, what is that? It shouldn't be.
Of the
Preacher's Wife.
Well,
I don't know. Anyway,
Preacher's Wife.
Number 7. I'm going to get real controversial here. They put White Christmas down. This is a Bing Crosby movie. Shouldn't be in the top 10. Try watching it. When's the last time you watched it?
It wasn't that long ago. Maybe like 2 years.
It's almost unwatchable as a film. You can watch it for the musical numbers.
Maybe that's what I was doing.
But there's barely a story. Like, it's like, what? Then, okay, now we're starting to get into some stuff that makes sense, but the rankings are all off. Number 6, Home Alone.
Love it.
Number 5.
And what was it that was number?
That was number 6.
Oh, no, that's too low.
Number 5, Nightmare Before Christmas. First of all, in my opinion, ranked too high.
Whoa.
I'll say it should be in the top 10. It's arguable whether or not it's even a Christmas movie.
It is not a Halloween movie.
It's also not a Christmas movie then. All right. But it shouldn't be number 5. Number 4, A Christmas Story.
Oh, yeah.
That's the Ralphie You'll Shoot Your Eye Out.
Yeah.
By the way, I'd be remiss if I didn't say I'm in the musical version of that at Rockland Community Theater right now. I think that should be number 1. That's my favorite Christmas movie of all time.
Okay.
I could talk for 30 minutes straight about that movie. It's amazing. Number 3, Miracle on 34th Street.
We gotta let it go.
Number 2, A Christmas Carol. Now, which version? I know what you're thinking. There's too many versions
of
this.
Yeah, there's a lot.
They picked arguably one of the worst ones.
Okay.
The one that came out in 1951. It's black and white with a guy named Aleister Crowley, I think is his name. The Muppet Christmas Carol is the best version of A Christmas Carol. And it deserves to be in the top five.
Best?
What's better? Which one's better?
I'd have to go back and look, but it's hard to, for me to imagine that.
It's the best version of A Christmas Carol.
I mean,
Carol.
Even the Ryan Reynolds, Will Ferrell version. It's not called A Christmas.
Because it's not A Christmas Carol. It's like a wonky sequel to it, and it's 3 hours long. It's too long.
The time flew by for me.
And number one that they have on here is It's a Wonderful Life. It's an amazing movie, but again, I personally don't even consider it a Christmas movie. Christmas only comes in the last, 10 minutes of
right.
the movie.
Okay.
So what would we
you
add
know what
to this
I'm
list?
Not even hearing on the list,
what's
which
that?
Would probably be my first or second pick.
Huh.
Elf.
Oh, right. Elf should be in the top
Hello?
10. I know.
Hello.
916-909-1065. Eric, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm a little heated up, to be honest, though.
Clearly.
All right. So what movie would you add to the top 10? First of all, what is your opinion of that list?
I think that list just sounds like they threw it into ChatGPT and asked, what are the best Christmas movies that you can think of?
So what would you add to it?
The Ref with Dennis Leary. It's a bit of an untraditional movie, but it is my favorite Christmas movie of all time.
I like unconventional ones. I did. A lot of people complain about Die Hard. Did that show up on Facebook a lot?
It did. It showed up on Facebook. Can I tell you another one that is, we just gloss over like it's no big deal. Speaking of A Christmas Story, Scrooged. Or A Christmas Carol.
With
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray. I love that version.
It's but so good.
It's so funny, but a lot of people hate it, though.
Why?
I don't know. My wife is one of them. She won't even watch it
Name
with me.
Name a second person that hates it that's not your wife.
My stepdad's not too fond of it either.
I can't even picture him watching a movie, to be honest.
Watching, any movie?
Yeah.
He's seen many.
I'm sure he has.
Well, anyway, keep the list coming to 909-1065.
1065, the end.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
That's right. And the jackpot today is $60 on Are You Smarter Than Katie? Wah, 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 wah. And we are playing with Haley this morning. Good morning, Haley.
Good morning, everyone.
Haley from Elk Grove. That's not the fun fact.
Oh, okay.
What is the fun fact is she owns Sky River Casino.
Wow. No way.
Yeah. Doing very
totally
well.
Do.
I'm pretty sure it's a tribe that owns it.
Nope. It's Haley.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
The Haley tribe.
Yeah, I think she should talk to somebody.
She's doing well. Katie's leaving the studio, and I've got five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. We'll see how many you get right versus how many Katie gets right. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Question one. Mariah Carey made an announcement yesterday that she's going to have a huge performance coming up at the Olympics. She will be singing at the opening ceremony of the Winter Olympics in Milan. Milan is in what country?
Italy.
Okay. Question two. The Kansas City Chiefs did not have a good season this year. And it got even worse over the weekend when their quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, tore his ACL. Defensive tackle Chris Jones was doing a press conference, and he found out at the press conference that they're not going to the playoffs. It's a pretty funny video. What part of the body is the ACL?
The knee.
Question three, part two of the series finale of Stranger Things premieres on Christmas on Netflix, and the final trailer came out for it. boy, oh boy, does it look incredible. However, there are tons of spoilers in it. So if you haven't watched part one, do not watch this trailer. But you can if you want to by texting the word THINGS, THINGS, to 909-1065. Which one of the boys is Eleven's boyfriend?
Mike.
Alrighty. And question four. Disney isn't done making live-action products that are going straight to Disney+. It was announced yesterday that they will make one about Gaston with an all-new actor portraying the villain from what movie?
Gaston is from what movie?
Yeah.
Beauty and the Beast.
Question five. The price of everything is higher by at least 4% than it was at this time last year, and that even includes Santa's cookies. According to an expert, the price of keeping Santa happy with sweet treats on Christmas Eve now costs $8.44. If they only cost $7.30 last year, how much more money is that?
That is $1.14.
All righty, Kevin, please go get Katie. And Haley, what do you do for a living?
I am a public servant working for the state.
Oh my God, I love that. And what part of the state do you work for?
The Commission on Teacher Credentialing.
Ooh, I like that. Yes. That's an important job. I don't want to brag. My wife has many.
Many what?
I see.
Oh.
Teacher credentials.
Oh, okay. Oh.
She almost seems like she just collects them just to have them. Like, she's like, I don't want to be admin, but I'm going to get my admin credential.
How do you do that? All right. Take a test?
You got to take a course and then take a test.
Oh, okay.
But it's like Boy Scout merit badges. It's like, what do you do? What are you collecting all these credentials for? All right, anyway, Haley, I'm putting you on hold. Katie, are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Question one. Mariah Carey made an announcement yesterday that she's going to the Olympics. She's going to perform.
She's going to sing
at the opening ceremony at the Winter Olympics in Milan. Mm. Milan is in what country?
Italy.
Yes.
Italia.
Northern Italy. Question two. Kansas City Chiefs sucked this year, and it got worse over the weekend when Patrick Mahomes tore his ACL.
Oh, boy.
Defensive tackle Chris Jones was doing a press conference, and he found out at the press conference in real time that they are not playoff eligible anymore. What part of the body is the ACL?
The knee. I also have torn my ACL.
You have?
Yeah, bowling.
Oh,
wow.
Remember?
What an athlete.
I am Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
You and him have so much in common.
We have so much in common. People always say that.
Millions of dollars, mm-hmm. Tore your ACL,
yep.
And an annoying wife.
Right.
Question two. Part two of the series finale of Stranger Things premieres on Christmas on Netflix. The final trailer came out. Have you seen part one yet?
No.
Do not watch this trailer.
Got it.
Tons of spoilers are in the trailer for part one. But if you do want to see it, it's excellent.
Okay.
Text in THINGS, THINGS, to 909-1065. Which one of the boys is Eleven's boyfriend?
Michael.
Never heard him referred to as Michael.
What is he called?
Mike.
Oh, right.
Yeah. But that is correct. Question four, Disney is making a live-action show about the villain Gaston.
Oh.
And it's going to be, they said, very swashbuckling. It's about Gaston's adventures that he goes on and stuff like that.
I did not know he had adventures.
Yeah. What movie is Gaston from?
Beauty and the Beast.
Yes. And question five. The price of everything is higher right now by at least 4%. And that even includes Santa's cookies. According to experts, the price of Santa's cookies this year costs $8.44.
Jeez.
If they only cost $7.30 last year,
okay.
How much more is that?
$1.14.
Wow!
When you look at it that way. It doesn't seem that expensive.
No, it doesn't. But it all adds up. Haley, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Final score. You both got five!
Oh.
It's a tie!
Wow!
Man, that was, they were too easy.
Tie for five.
They were way too easy. I'm going to have
or
to make them harder.
Just smart. Mm. Like, did you ever think of that?
No, they were
Kevin,
easy.
You better stop.
Kevin says they were too easy.
Right.
But that's all right. Haley owns Sky River. She's doing just fine.
Right.
Well, that's $20 to the jackpot tomorrow. Tell us what we need to hear, Haley.
I am just as smart as Katie.
Yes, you are.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
All right. We need you to call or text 916-909-1065 and just tell us an animal. All right, any animal you can possibly think of. Why? Because we've done this before, and we have a lot of fun with it, and we want to do it again, okay? We're going to assign these animals a gender. Mm-hmm. Not like, of course every animal has a male and a female. We're talking about the entire species.
Yeah, and what they simply are.
For instance, dogs are all boys.
Boys.
All right, so I think we've settled that one.
Right.
916-909-1065. We're actually going to start with Mackenzie, who has a really hard one.
Oh, okay.
Good morning, Mackenzie.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great. Now, you're really putting the screws to us with what animal?
Yes. I'm inspired by the new babies at the zoo, so I said capybara.
That's right. They just had new baby capybaras at the Sac Zoo.
A lot of people are texting in capybara.
Well, we got capybaras on the brain because of Sac Zoo.
Oh, okay. So we've talked about this, actually.
Have we?
Yes. Capybara are...
boys.
No.
You think they're girls?
Look at them again. They're a angry middle-aged woman.
Capybara. Oh, my God. You're right.
Yep.
You're right.
Unhappily married...
Karens.
Karens. They're Karens.
Copy Karens. That's what these are. All of them. They all, like, there's one, there's so many pictures of it with its big mouth open.
Yep.
And it looks like it's just yelling
Yapping.
At people. This is a school zone.
Right. Slow down.
Wow. Yes, you're right.
Thank you.
You are so right. Mackenzie, thank you so much for calling.
How about this one? Chinchilla.
Oh, a chinchilla is
a
gay boy.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Yes.
Okay.
Plump and fuzzy. But you know what, though? They'll bite. They will bite. Here's another one. A kangaroo. I'm going to say they're all boys.
Now, you've said that before because of their build and physique.
Yes. And their faces. They've got pretty dumb faces.
But they have pouches, no?
They do. They do.
Okay, I'm going to say boy. I'm going to say you're right.
Let's see what, man, some people have.
Oh, how about giraffe?
Oh, that's a tough one.
That is a tough one. I'm going to say on three, let's do it together.
Okay, all right.
One, two, three, girl.
Yeah.
See?
Giraffes are girls.
Yes.
But I can't really put my finger on it.
No, but don't you want to see one of them wearing pearls?
Yeah.
You know?
It makes more sense to see a giraffe in a dress than it does to see a giraffe in a
pants,
suit.
Of course. You know what it is? You know what makes them girls?
Huh.
The way they walk.
Yeah. High heels.
They're in
Yeah, you're absolutely totally right. 916-909-1065. People are really testing us today.
Okay.
A chameleon. I'm going to say a chameleon is a girl, but like an effed up girl. Like a real party girl after the rave is over.
I see.
Eyes going in different directions.
Okay.
She's changed outfits several times.
Okay, I totally agree with you. Like she's got daddy and mommy issues.
Correct.
Yeah.
But still feminine.
Very feminine.
Yes.
Oh, downright sexy.
The way a chameleon wraps its three-fingered weird foot around a stick.
Or its little tail.
Yeah, it's
like
a curl.
It's twirling its hair.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
A hedgehog. That's one that somebody texted in. Yeah, it's a little scruffy boy.
Yeah, of course. How about a chinchilla? Did we already say this?
We did that. We did chinchilla.
Oh, we did chinchilla. Okay.
Yeah. And you know what? Somebody texted in porcupine right with hedgehog. Also, boy.
Somebody said tiger, and we're doing this for Tyler. We've already established all tigers are girls.
Yeah, tigers are girls, and lions are boys. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's see here. How about, good one, an anteater. Now, have you seen an anteater recently?
What do you mean recently?
Like when's the last time you saw an anteater?
I see them as frequently as you do, idiot. Nobody sees anteaters unless they're at the zoo and it's a crappy zoo or they Googled it for some reason.
An anteater is not a crappy animal. An anteater is jarringly terrifying when you see it in person.
But they're not first of all, they're not pretty.
No.
Their environment isn't pretty.
No.
They're never doing anything exciting. That's why I say it's a crappy animal zoo animal.
But they're gigantic. They're shockingly big.
So I'm going to say that they're a boy. And I'm going to say they're a lonely, unhappy boy.
I hear what you're saying.
Okay.
I just disagree with the boy part, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Remember the show Hoarders?
Yeah.
Whenever they would go and talk to one of the lady hoarders.
Okay.
They looked like anteaters. They had wild, long, unkept hair.
Okay.
They lived in squalor.
Yeah.
Probably ate bugs.
Listen, I don't agree with you, but I'm gonna anyway.
106.5 The End. It's the wake up call.
And it is time for another round of Guess the Salary. We haven't done this in a while. And we actually are playing with somebody that has a Christmas job. Yes, this is Julia. Good morning, Julia.
Good morning.
You have a holiday / Christmas job. And tell everybody what it is.
So I am a professional interior decorator, but I'm a professional interior holiday decorator. So I just do it for the holidays.
You only do it for the holidays?
Mm-hmm.
Is this your primary job, or is this kind of like almost like a side hustle?
Nope, this is what I do.
This is what you do. Okay. All right. So we're now going to go around. We're going to ask you a whole bunch of questions about your job and your life and your lifestyle. And we're going to see if we can guess how much money you make doing this. I'll start. Am I correct in guessing that this is seasonal and you only do it for certain months, right?
Correct.
How early do clients have to book with you?
They have to book early in the year, like right after the holidays. I usually get my bookings for next year, but we don't start work until after Halloween.
I'm going to guess this is an hourly job, right? You get paid hourly?
It's I get paid per job.
Like flat fees? It's not an hourly position?
It's different jobs have different needs. So if I'm doing a private residence, that's one fee depending on how much of the residence they want covered. If I'm doing a department store, that's another fee depending on what floors they want done.
Okay. And this is your own thing. You don't work for anybody, right?
No, this is my own business.
How old are you?
I'm 29.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. How long have you been doing this?
I've been doing it for about 4 years.
Okay, so relatively new.
What kind of car do you drive?
Kevin always goes to the car.
Because that tells a lot about a person.
I don't think it does.
It really doesn't.
No.
Really?
No, because there's people who can be like car broke.
Yeah.
That drive real nice cars.
Yeah.
And then there's people who like have a lot of money that drive around a beater. But okay, but answer Kevin's question. Yeah. What kind of car do you drive?
I lease a Prius.
Lease a Prius.
Okay. Leasing.
Do you have like repeat customers that come back to you every year?
Yes, that seems to be a lot of my business is from last year.
Okay.
And do you, you said you do residencies. Like, are the, I mean, they've got to be like really rich people, right?
Yeah, I can't name their, who my clients are.
No,
but
I don't.
Like, for example, yeah. I was in LA a few weeks ago and the client flew me down to do their house.
Oh my God. What?
Wow. Okay. Okay. And do you have another job the rest of the year?
I do not.
Are you in a relationship with anybody?
I am.
Okay. And do they make a decent living?
They do.
Okay. So okay. is this job more for just fun?
Wow. I find that really insulting. Oh. This is my passion and my career.
Okay. Well, I apologize.
Yeah, Gavin, you jerk.
Yeah, you're meanie.
Well, she only does a couple of months out of the year.
Well, it's not her fault. There's not more Christmas.
Yeah.
Whose fault is it? Because I want to talk to that person.
Same.
Jesus should have been born four times a year. okay. And you don't have any kids or anything, right?
No.
Okay. All right. Did you go to college? Do you have any student loans? Like, are you an interior designer?
I'm not. I'm an interior decorator.
Okay.
Oh.
All right. I feel like that makes a difference. Okay.
I'm going to say $81,000 a year.
That wow. much?
For just a couple months?
Right.
Okay. I know it sounds crazy, but if you are doing like celebrity homes, you're not doing a room. You're doing
the whole house.
Okay. The whole house. You're doing multiple trees.
Okay.
You are, I mean, you get eight of those that pay you 10 grand. And that's probably chump change.
That's a great point.
That's a great point.
All right, okay, Kevin, go ahead.
My answer.
All right.
I want to say around 26,000.
Wait, what was your answer going to be?
My answer was going to be only 8,000. But hey, this is her career, Gavin.
No, this is her passion.
Oh.
It's her career and her passion.
Yeah 26,000. Final okay. answer.
All right, 26. Okay. I'm going to split the difference and I'm going to say 58,000.
Oh, that's good. That's a good
one. Thanks, Kevin.
That's a good one.
All right. We're playing Guess the Salary Holiday Edition with Julia, who is a professional holiday decorator. How much do you make doing this job?
I make $32,000 a year. Well, this year,
$32,000. Wow.
That's really good.
Kevin, you win.
I was the closest?
Yes.
Okay.
Congratulations.
For 4 years in. I mean, that's still pretty impressive.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you. I like your guess, though, of in the 80s.
I do, too. I want that for you. Give it four more. I see you there.
Maybe hire some more people so that you can do more clients. There you go. I mean, yes. All right. Well, Julia, congratulations and happy holidays.
Thank you. You, too.
That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on betterhelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by betterhelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.